evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's Town Council Planning Committee meeting on Monday, the 29th of April 2019, at 6 p.m, held here at Exmouth Town Hall. I have apologies for absence from John Humphreys and Fred Cahill. No one else has actually put their apologies in at the moment. We have no members of the public wishing to speak this evening. However, we do have a lady here in respect of the application for Macy Road, which is 19 of the 0749 full, which obviously, as it is in Wilkin Raleigh, would normally be taken at the very end of the meeting, but I'm wondering if members would be happy to take this as a first item so that the lady doesn't need to sit all the way through the planning committee meeting.
Only thinking that if Brian were late, you know, at least he would be in there.
Okay, what we'll do is if we carry on with the tree applications, we'll carry on with the tree applications first, and we'll carry on with the other, and we'll see if it doesn't arrive in about the next 15 minutes, move on. Is that all right? Thank you. Minutes of the meeting held on the 15th of April 2019 have been circulated. Is it your wish I sign them as a true record of the last meeting?
Thank you.
Declarations of pecuniary interest and dispensation. Are there any members who wish to declare any interest on any of the items on the agenda this evening? Councillor Nicholas?
19/0729/4. Mr. Rowe, Christian, Bradley, work for me.
Thank you.
I'm exactly the same, you did some planning for me as well.
Thank you. Same application. So move on to urgent business. We do have one, and this is we had a late notification of a street trading application. This is for South West Beach Rugby, which is on Exmouth Seafront by the RNLI station. On Saturday the 29th of June 2019, 8:30 to 11 p.m. and Sunday the 30th of June, 8:30 to 4:30 p.m. Four traders, including a bar for beach rugby event. The map of the trading site has been submitted and it is similar to what we have had in previous years for the beach rugby. Has anybody got any comments they wish to make or wish to see a copy of the layout? It is similar to previous years.
I think it's a brilliant idea. Ideal for the kids, lovely.
Thank you.
We'll support
that. Thank you. Now we move on to determine applications under delegated powers. Firstly, in Brixington Ward, application 19, the 0666 tree application, flat 1, Warniford Court, Warniford Gardens, T1 Oak, crown lift to give 4.5 metres clearance above ground level, 2, crown reduction, bracket western, close bracket.
Yeah, no.
Lateral, we have a picture on here, lateral spread by 2.5 metres, T2 Oak, crown reduce, western lateral spread by 2 metres, T3 Oak, crown reduction, western lateral spread by 2 metres, T1, T2, T3, pruning cuts up to 50 millimetres in diameter. We have received the tree office report, and I'll ask this Councillor Chapman, Councillor Nicholas, one of you.
Can I hear the tree officer's report first, please?
You can. Yes, the tree officer reports this lineal group of three mature oaks have a significant amenity value, seen from Warford Gardens and surrounding properties. The crowns of the trees grow out over the garret and the main roof of the dwelling at Warford Court. The proposed works are considered reasonable given the side-by-side position of the trees and the adjacent dwellings and the private garden area. It's a recommendation for approval. Thank you.
Yes, we're quite happy with that. It's work that needs to be done because it's banging on the roof and it's banging on windows. Should have been done last year, apparently.
I was going to say they're quite large.
Mm-hmm. They are large.
Yeah. Are you happy to second?
Yes.
So it's proposed and seconded for approval in accordance with the tree office report. All those in favour? Again, thank you. Next application is in Littleham. Application 19, 0711 tree, 19 Cypress Gardens, T1 Cedar, crown lift to provide up to 5 metres over garden of number 15 Cypress Gardens, crown reduction to leave a tree with a height of 8 metres, 2 metre reduction in height, reduce longest lateral branches by up to 3 metres with a cut size not exceeding 100 millimetres, and reduce the remaining lateral branches by 2 metres. Images submitted are showing reduction points. The crown thin the remaining ends of the branches by 10%. We've received the tree officer's report, which I've asked Sue if she'll summarise for you.
Yes, he states that this is a significant specimen. The cedar makes a considerable contribution to the amenity and the special character of the area. Consent was granted in 2014 for the reduction of the trees, so a further reduction of the tree's overall form would be detrimental to the natural form, thus reduce the amenity value of the tree. The growth around the historic reduction point is relatively dense and some thinning is considered acceptable, along with pruning to provide 2 metre clearance from the adjacent building. The other works are considered unnecessary and damaging to the amenity value and its long-term physiological condition. So his recommendation is for a split decision. Approval for the crown reduction to provide a maximum clearance from the adjacent buildings of 2 metres plus crown thinning ground around the historic reduction points, removing no more than 10% of the tree's total foliage area, and refusal of all the other works. Thank you.
There are no other representations. There's nobody from Litlam here this evening. I'm happy to propose in line with the tree officer's report split decision.
Yeah, I'll
So proposed and seconded in line with the tree officer's recommendation of a split decision, approval for the crown reduction but refusal for the other works despite. All those in favour? Thank you. Thank you. Now move to 19, the 0710 tree application, flat 16, Mare Bay Court, 12 Douglas Avenue, T1 Holmoak, pollard at crown break approximately 8 metres, T2, T3 Holmoaks, repollard at historic points. Again, we have received the tree officer's report and his recommendation, which I'll ask Sue to summarise for you.
Yes, the tree officer states that the evergreen trees grow within the southern half of the Mare Bay Court development with amenity enjoyed from the south on the public open space of the Mare, making a positive contribution to the amenity and the character of the area. T1 has been historically reduced in height, has a dense compact crown form and a slight lean and asymmetrical crown bias to the south towards the adjacent tennis club building. The proposed pollarding of the tree is considered unnecessary at this time. No reasons have been provided as to why the works are required. So due to the loss of amenity and negative long-term physiological impact, the pollarding should be refused. However, T2 and T3 are not individually significant and form part of the general well-stocked appearance of the gardens. The proposed works raise no objection even without reasons to support the works and are considered reasonable cyclical management. So recommendation is again for split decision to support T2 and T3 and refusal of the works to T1. Thank you.
Can you just scroll down to the other two trees, Ron, system?
Yeah, these are this is T2 and T3. There's not much of it, actually.
Yes. Yeah, I think we're going along
with that. Okay, I'm happy to propose the recommendation of a split decision in accordance with the tree officer's report, which is the approval of T2, T3, approval of works but refusal of the proposed works for T1. I second before that. Thank you. Proposed and seconded on that basis. All those in favour? Against? Thank you.
Chairman, can I sort of give you some information? I was informed last week after we'd been lobbying in East End that we don't like people felling our trees, etc., etc., and that a tree surgeon, a private tree surgeon, has been caught felling a tree or branches off a tree on East Devon land and has been fined £4,000. If he wishes to go to court, because he did it without permission and it was TBO, then he will get court costs up to June £11,000. He did phone me and I said, well, I'm sorry, you didn't get permission. You know, someone wanted the branches taken off to improve their view. And I'm afraid, you know, the town councillors on planning don't like people running around chopping down trees. And so the tree officers have been told to prosecute. And so that is what they're going to do now. So.
Thank you. Are you happy if we move to the Withercombe one now, Tim?
Yeah, it doesn't look as though it's coming.
So in that case, we'll move to the Withercombe Rally, the second application, which is 19/0749 full. 14 Macy Road, construction of single storey rear extension. We have no comments from statutory council team, but we do have a representation, which I'll ask Sue to summarise for you.
Yes, representation, which is basically not an objection to the single storey extension, but a request for a condition to be applied to the planning decision should it be approved by East Devon District Council, who are asking that could they suggest that work taking place was between 7 in the morning and 5 in the afternoon Monday to Friday and 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday and no works on Sundays. Thank you.
Thank you. Obviously Brian isn't here this evening. I can't see any reason that single-storey rear extension would be a problem, but I'm happy to propose on the basis that, in line with the request from the neighbour, that we do ask, obviously that would be discussed at the East Devon District Council, who are the planning authority, but we can ask if that condition is considered at the time of the planning application is discussed.
Yes.
I think from the plans, and I've looked at the plans, I don't feel that there's a reason that we can turn down the actual building.
Yeah.
But I'm happy to go with that and to suggest that may be a condition they can put.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's proposed and seconded on that basis. All those in favour? Any against? No. Thank you. Okay, that's it. Thank you very much. So that's completed, Joel. So you can leave if you will. Thank you. That's okay, thank you for coming. So we go back to Lexington Ward, application 19/0729 full, 12 Walls Close. Construction of two-storey rear extension, porch to front, provision of cladding and side-facing first floor windows. There are no comments from statutory consultees or views or representations.
We need to look at the sign to get the back view.
On something wrong with his actually on the corner.
Yeah, it's sort of trying to get.
Did you want to go back to that location?
Yeah.
Can you go back to the location plan?
Yeah, sorry, the laptop has been really slow today.
No, I think that's fine from the back, isn't it?
Yeah, it's off at an angle, isn't it?
No, I think we're fine with that, Chairman. It's just difficult to get around the back and have a look. But it's not going to affect anyone, I don't think.
It's the extension.
It improves the outlook of the building as well, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's quite a standard design, so no, I'm quite happy.
Councillor Nippers?
No, I agree with that.
Okay. Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Against? No, thank you. Now move to Holston, application 19, the big 0819 full, 3 the Maldens, Marley Road, removal of rear conservatory and the erection of single-storey rear extension. There are no comments from statutory consultees and no representations. Councillor Duncan?
Well, I feel, I mean, as we know, we've commented considerably on this development in the past, but personally, I can't see an issue with the removal of the conservatory and putting on a firm extension. I'm happy to propose approval.
I'm happy to second. The reason we've had problems is really the drainage and things into Barrowdale, and I don't see this is going to make any difference from what I've looked. So therefore, I'm happy to second. So proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Thank you. Next application is 19, the big 0804 full, 71 Carter Avenue, construction of single-storey rear extension. There are no comments on statutory consultees and no representations. Again, I don't actually see a problem with this. It's similar to quite a few others in Carter Avenue that have already put single-storey extensions in various places on the buildings. So I don't see any problem with this. Councillor Dunford?
I'll second that to the Chair.
Thank you. Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Any against? Thank you. Next application is 19, the big 0796 full, 56 Mount Pleasant Avenue, construction of single-storey rear extension. There are no comments from statutory consultees and no representations. Councillor Dunfer?
Again, we seem to be dominated by single-storey rear extensions tonight. I have no problem with this, really.
And I don't either. So propose and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Against? Thank you. Next application is 19, the 07824, 23 Seymour Road, extension and alterations to dwelling to create first floor accommodation and construction of single storey rear extension. If we could just have a look at this, because I have had some residents comment on this as I've been going around Seymour Road. Although I've got no statutory consultee comments and I've got no representations here, but there has been some concerns. So if I could just.
Quite good, isn't it? I'll try and get out the perspective drawing.
That's a trouble when somebody uses your laptop, it didn't quite work properly again. Oh yeah, there's the superimposed image on top of it.
Yeah. I mean, it's very similar to the property that is next door to.
Yeah.
And we have had a couple in Seymour Road and Iona Avenue where they've done extensive alterations, which has already changed the street scene.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure that there's any objection we can make, in the sense that the street scene is very different in different places.
And
they do appear to have tried to match the next door property.
Yeah.
Councillor Dunfer?
Yeah, sorry, I was just asking, I think the one on the other side is two-storey as well, isn't it?
Yeah,
so I think it's a bungalow between two, so...
I think that looks quite nice, actually.
And I thought they had tried to make it in keeping, in the sense they put the band along the top.
I didn't go up there, and I couldn't remember whether, you know, because I know Seymour Road is a mix of bungalows and two-storey houses. But it's a modern design, obviously, compared with maybe the others, but looks fine.
But it looks nice.
It is.
Yeah, not
bad. So I'm happy to propose. I think Tim's happy to second. Yeah, so propose and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Thank you. Next application is 19, the big 07804, 15 Little Mead Lane, construction of single storey extension to rear.
Oh,
we have got it different, it's not a rear extension, it's extension to rear.
Yes.
There's no comments from statutory consultees and no representations. Councillor Dunpar?
Yes, I think I would support this one too.
Me too. So, propose and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Any against?
The plans look a bit weak tonight. Are they Are they not good, sir?
That's probably done in blue ink, I would imagine.
We've had quite a few, and I have actually said to planning department that we want some
scan in
sort of
well.
General guidelines for some of these plans, because the ones that are in blue, some of them are very faint.
Well, they were going to have a word with the architects, weren't they, at one point?
Yeah,
when we went over there, they did say they would be. That there's a couple of architects that don't send very good plans through.
But they do seem tonight to be particularly
wishy-washy. Oh.
Well, they are wishy-washy and weak. Yes.
Either that or our sounds good.
Okay,
now we're going to move into Littleham Ward. I've had no comments from the Littleham Council, so we're probably going to have to look through these. So the first planning application is 19/0832, 18 Roll Road, insertion of window at second floor level on south elevation to serve loft. There are no comments from statutory consultees and no representations. I don't know if you can just have a quick look where it actually is and the south elevation, whether it does overlook any other properties.
I wonder if the next step is
it overlooks garage
conversion of loft.
It is on a loft application.
It's so slow today, the laptop. Mm. Very sorry.
The window's in the side elevation,
yeah,
so it's overlooking
the
garages.
And
it matches the window on the story below.
There was an elevation one, wasn't there? But
yeah.
I cannot find it.
That's the other side. I was going to say, I think it is overlooking garages. Provided it's overlooking the garages, I haven't got a problem with it.
Yeah, I think it is.
I'm happy to propose approval on that basis.
I'll second.
Thank you. Propose and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Thank you. Next application is 19/0794, full 1 Buckingham Close. Construction first floor extension over garage and inclusion of cladding. We've got no comments from statutory consultees and no representations. This one will be on the corner then, I guess, won't it?
This one hopefully will be easier.
Just going over the garage, just square it off.
Now there's cladding on the building already, isn't there?
Yeah, it's building on the side here.
Yeah,
but is there cladding on the...
Looks like it.
Down the bottom, isn't there?
Looks like there's cladding already on the...
Difficult.
Yeah.
I can't tell if it's cladding or tiles. Looks like cladding.
I know it's...
No, it's the cladding on the new bit, and it's on the side.
Yeah, the new bit, isn't it?
What does the planning application say about that?
We got the planning application.
Yeah, it's matching the ceiling front. It's matching,
shouldn't it?
Mm. So
it's very difficult to tell,
colour.
Isn't it?
Yeah, so it's matching cladding that's already there.
Yeah.
So it's not as if it's going to be a separate. Because what we don't want is if the cladding is on the first floor and just on that side building.
Mm.
It looks as if there's already cladding on there.
That's the
existing. If the cladding's in keeping, then it's all right, isn't
it? Yeah.
That's the proposed.
Which looks as if the front is all cladding, doesn't it? Across the extension part as well.
It's difficult to tell, isn't it?
Does it say anything in the actual planning application?
Let's have a look.
I think it looks like it's an additional thing.
Yeah.
To south elevation front above existing lean to. Proposed kedral cladding too.
Or it'll describe it and the existing.
Oh, here we go.
Facing brickwood timber cladding.
Existing facing
brickwood. So it's got timber cladding.
No.
Timber cladding, proposed.
Cedar cladding.
Concrete interlocking roof tiles matching existing.
Concrete and don't keep tiles to existing match existing. So it looks as if he's actually trying to match existing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's got facing brickwork, timber cladding.
Yeah.
It's now got cedar cladding, so it's still...
Yeah.
So actually it's a bit of an upgrade from the timber cladding to cedar cladding. So it looks as if that's going to be to go in this...
For discussion.
Being matching the existing for the rest, that would give you the impression that he is trying to match the...
Yeah. Well, as long as it all matches in with the rest of the house, then it'll be all right, won't it?
In that case, I'll propose approval. Thank you. So proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Against? No. Thank you. Next application is 19 of the 0793 full Willem Cottage, Mare Lane. Construction of front and rear dormer windows and single story rear extension, including a balcony on the roof.
Comments from statutory. We don't like them, do we?
No comments from statutory consultees and no representations.
No.
So again, it depends on where in Mare Lane it is.
Behind the house, I expect, that's the usual.
It's just some of them are...
It's in its own plot.
Yeah.
It's quite a lot of location.
Quite a long plot.
Yeah, location plan at the...
First one.
Yeah. Yeah, that's...
Oh, right, yeah. It's just that Mare Lane, you've got two ends, haven't you?
Yeah.
Mare Lane. It's, well, it looks like he's got plenty of room, but it just depends whether it's a constructed vertical extension over garage, their front and rear dormer windows, front and rear, right, and single story rear extension, including balcony on roof. So actually, it shouldn't be overlooking, should it? Because there's only the properties at the side.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, okay.
It's
front
and rear,
so it's
not going to
be the side where
they're going. It's a bit sanded on that property, isn't it?
Exactly, but I mean, if it's going to be, the only thing is
the garage is there.
Yeah.
Mm. I think the extension's
there. So it's
going
to be there, isn't
it,
the balcony, which means it's, you're not really going to be able to...
So the existing footprint is this, and that's the extension.
Another bungalow transforming itself.
Yeah, we've got a lot of those, haven't we?
It's just going to overlook the gardens at the side.
Yes, so I don't think it's...
Yeah.
It's not going
to... It's not going to affect, I don't think, to the effect that we're going to have to... Because there's actually something there anyway. If you're going to build it on the back, and that garage is obviously in the...
Yeah.
Will restrict anything.
Yeah.
So, okay, I'm happy to propose approval in that case.
I'll second that.
Thank you. Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Thank you. Next application is 19 of the 0534 variance, 1 Starfield Road, variation of condition 2 of planning permission, 17 of the 0762 major full, erection of 10 apartments, parking and amenity space to allow amendment to parking, relocation of bin and cycle store and widening of the vehicle access. We do have representations, and I've got no comments from statutory consultee, so I'll ask Sue if she can just summarise those representations, please.
Yes, we've had 7 representations, all of which are objecting to the removal of the 10-metre-high magnolia tree, which is T2, previously evidenced as an outstanding specimen. The tree is considered to have a high immunity value, screening the new property from street. There's also concern that the proposed gated entrance would be an obstruction and may cause congestion, which could be detrimental to the safety of residents. The relocation of the bin store would have a detrimental effect on the street scene and existing vermin problem, and the provision of an additional parking space would reduce the cultivated area of the site. Thank you.
And will you find out where the tree is?
Yeah.
It's on the corner where she's pointing to. Now, my concern with this is that the original planning application in 2017, they had their own tree officer and their own laboratory report, in which they clearly stated that this magnolia, it actually says in the report, and this is from 2017, where it says, with the exception of Magnolia T2, there are no individually outstanding specimens. So they are therefore saying in 2017 that this is an exceptional specimen. Now, not having Councillor Humphreys here, I don't think any of us are probably well experienced in or have knowledge of trees. I feel that we should actually ask the tree officer to go and have a look and actually see if this is the case, that it is an exceptional tree. Because if it is, as it was originally in 2017, I'm opposed to removing it.
How many TPOs have you got on site? Got more than one?
Oh yes, quite a lot.
Yes.
13 altogether.
Yeah, I think we should request tree officer's report before this is moved forward, because of the TPOs and the high specification of the magnolia. Yeah.
Mm. Can I just comment?
Councillor Dunfer.
Yeah, and magnolias in particular, although we've got plenty of them in Exmouth, I mean they are particularly associated with Exmouth, and I think we have to be especially careful.
Yeah.
No, I quite agree. When I read through it, and I thought, well, they actually said, 2 years ago it was an exceptional specimen, and I can't see that it will have changed in 2 years. Yeah. My concern is whether anything has happened to that tree while they have been building on site. But I think our best course is to ask for a tree officer's report.
Yes.
I'm therefore minded. I mean, if we've got to make a decision, I feel that we. I see the date's the 3rd of May, which means we can't technically defer, but I don't think we're in a position to make a decision without a tree officer's report. So, I mean, if they do go ahead and deal with it on East End Planning, I think they'll need to, but I don't think, personally here, I don't feel we're in a position to make a... to make a decision without a tree officer's report and recommendation concerning this particular tree. I also looked at the plan and I do think actually the big story is going to have a detrimental effect on the street scene. So if necessary, if they say we can't defer for a tree officer's report, I'm happy to refuse on the basis that this is going to be detrimental to the street scene.
We don't need a widening of the vascular access either.
Because there's nothing in here to suggest the highways have asked for it. So.
No, I don't think so.
I mean, I would like to say that, we don't feel we can make a decision without a tree officer's report, but if... they really feel necessary to refuse it on the bin store and the street scene. Okay, is everybody happy with that?
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, move to Town Ward application 19 of the 0709 full 39 Salisbury Road. Construction two-storey rear and side extension. There are no comments from statutory consultees, no representation. Councillor Masden.
Yes, thank you. This is the usual infilling of the yard and the back of the terrace house. Exactly the same as the one next door, and they've also increased the size of the lean-to at the rear by a very small amount. I don't see that it's. I have no objections to this.
Thank you. Dean, do you want to make any comment at all?
No, I would agree with Ron.
So proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Against? No. Thank you. I'll move to Philip and Rani, application 19, the big 0774 full, 10 in the mall, construction of rear extension. There are no comments from statutory consultees and no representations. I don't know if we have a quick look in here. I can't see that there's a problem with this at all. But
well, so many of them up there have the same, don't they?
I was going to say, I can't see a problem at all. I mean, there's a lot of the malls have got quite a few. In fact, next door's got one by the way, so I've got no problem with this. I'm happy to propose approval.
Yeah,
and all those in favour? Any against? Thank you. Next application is 19, the big 0708 full, 16 Hamilton Road. Slight change, construction single-storey side and rear extension.
Oh my god.
There's no comments from statutory consultees and no representations. Again, this is only single-storey and there are quite a few in Hamilton Road already. can't see that it's going to be
the same as the, yeah.
Make much difference. It's just that side part there. There must be a bit of bamboo somewhere. That looks at the side.
It's,
that,
yeah.
That it's not. Just the
yeah.
Single stories. Side and rear.
Just have a look at the existing. So that's existing.
It's just filling in, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
And that's that bit
yeah.
to the side.
I don't see a problem with that. So I'm happy to propose approval. Somebody can second. Thank you. Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Any against? Thank you. Next application is 19 at the 0654 Full, 7 Dwyer Close. Construction single storey side and rear extension to provide ancillary accommodation, construction of dormer windows to enable a loft conversion. We do have one representation, Charles Sue, to summarise for you.
Yes, a representation from the concerned neighbour that the proposed new build rear wall would undermine the integrity of their boundary wall that they own and does not provide enough space for ongoing maintenance. They're also concerned that the gutter may overhang their property. They do not have an objection in principle, but request that there is a 1 metre gap between their wall and the proposed new ancillary accommodation. And then we have a letter of support from the applicant. Okay. Thank you.
I have to say, we've had this conversation before about building up to the boundary of the property, and we've been advised previously that there's no particular issue that we can ask for a 1 metre gap.
But if the applicant's happy with that.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to say, I mean, I think probably, we can approve and just say that a note that they concerns.
About the boundary.
About the boundary.
And the applicant is quite happy with.
Yeah, they're supporting themselves.
I'm happy to put the note, the information that we've got in here.
Yeah.
But I know we've had one before, didn't we? That was right up to the boundary, and we got told that we couldn't do. I think we can highlight the concerns. Has anybody got any other comments want to make? In that case, we'll approve, subject to just noting these issues that have been raised concerning maintenance, and just highlight it with our response. So, all those in favour? Thank you. Items for consideration. We come back to this East Devon Draft Affordable Housing SPD consultation. I did contact the East Devon District Council and had no response. I did remind last Friday and I had no response. Sue feels that she probably also forwarded an email and had no response. So, I understand from East Devon District Council, other members of East Devon Council, that they were unaware that this was actually going to be out for consultation at this time. So, I obviously don't feel we can debate this evening in any instance.
No.
I think if we've got comments, then I think we're going to have to make our own comments through to East Devon District Council. And I will highlight with mine that I did not get a response, and that it's totally inappropriate time to be discussing it.
Could I just ask then? Did you ask Jill about it?
I did ask Jill about it, and she said, as cabinet member for Housing and Sustainable Community, she hadn't been advised. It came out. She was unaware that it was going to be out for consultation. And till anybody else was. So it seemed to have been an officer-led consultation. But to be fair, she did also send through a note not only to East Devon District Council, but also to the leader of the group and also to the cabinet members to exactly reiterate what we had said, that it seemed an inappropriate time to discuss this and ask for an extension.
Well, they have different answers after Thursday.
Well, absolutely. And the thing is, it's a very in-depth document. If you look at it, it is 80-odd pages, and there are some issues that I feel we should discuss to some extent. I mean, I'm happy to write again, and I'll obviously preface any comments I have with it. And I think we just need to... I've certainly put it through our group. It might be worth perhaps Steve put yeah. through his group, his group, you know, yourself, you know, people at East Devon.
Yeah.
And I'm funny enough, I actually saw Benningham the other day, and he was commenting about that as well. So I mean, it would be worth, I think, just everybody yeah. making and a comment, all party making a comment.
Yeah,
I'll
mention it, Steve Gazzard as well.
Yeah. Okay. Before I go on to the final item this evening, I just feel I should, and I do want to, thank all members of the Planning Committee who have been members of the Planning Committee over the last 4 years. I'd like to thank them for their attendance, which has been, we've had very good attendance, I know not recent, but we've had very good attendance, and also for the diligence and hard work you've shown in actually looking at the planning applications and coming forward with constructive comments that has meant that this council has been able to comment on all the planning applications, and I think in a thorough way. In addition, I would like to thank the planning clerks, I would like to thank Sue Cody, and I would like to thank Ron's as well for all the hard work that you've put in over the time that I've been chairman of this planning committee, and for those that have come in and substituted for you, which is Molly at some times, and Lisa herself, who's been here on occasions, and I think Natasha has come. Mm. So if you pass on my thanks to them as well, because the support you give is excellent for this committee. You've always come with all the papers and you've always done all the work that I've asked you to provide that information. So I thank you, and I would also wish everybody good luck with standing on Thursday. Mm-hmm. We'll see what happens in the next council. And I'd also like to wish Rob all the best for you, whatever you decide in the future. Mm-hmm. But thank you very much for your contribution over the time we've been on planning. It's been much appreciated. And I wish you all the best. So I'm going to that. I would just like to, for the last item, which is the planning decisions that we've had, which the only one that they've got wrong, is 6 Briar Close, where we had no objection, but they refused. But I think we were hoping it was going to be refused.
It's next door to the
yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
7 Briar Close, and that's next door to 6.
Yes, yeah. But certainly this one, I know when it was raised, I think there was concerns, but I think it was one of those where we weren't sure we could object.
Yeah.
So,
yes. Well, we got Vice Not Hayes,
didn't we? And I'll remind any of those who are re-elected or elected and who decide they wish to continue with planning, the next planning meeting is Tuesday, the 14th of May, because we have full council on the 13th of May. Councillor Dunfer.
Yes, could I, Councillor Elson, please reply to your thanks to everybody, to say thanks to you for your very fair-minded conduct of this committee over a lot of years now, and, you know, should I say, long may it continue, but...
but don't push it up.
Well, absolutely, but...
I mean, I think the importance of this committee is the very nature of what we've said, Tim. It's always, it is a non-party political committee. It is a committee where we all, irrespective of party, I think we all talk to each other about planning applications, and that's why it's worked so well. But we've also been very lucky with the girls that they've done an awful lot of work too.
Well, we've always tried to do the best for us.
Exactly, and I think we've all been at one on that. And we've always chatted through things, and I think most of the time we've had a consensus. So thank you. We'll wait and see what happens on Thursday. May or may not see you all on the 14th.
Yeah.
Thank you all very much.
We might all disappear.